Today is the first full official day of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's newly opened light rail line between Santa Monica and downtown Los Angeles. There are no ridership numbers from a weekend full of free trips, but according to Metro, about 780,000 riders did use the Expo line between Culver City and downtown before the extension to the beach. But gauging social media and personal experience, too, it was a popular ride over the weekend between the two points. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observe to talk about LA's newest way to get out of your car. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
I guess I should start with the fact that that 780,000 monthly figure for April 2016 was down from the year before, which was down from the year before.
Yes.
I mean, will this extension get people more excited about taking the train?
Well, if you judge by this weekend, you'd say certainly, because people really were excited about this. The full trains running all weekend. It was free on Friday and Saturday. That's part of it because it's only $1.75. I don't think that's a huge inducement, but it was full on Sunday as well. A lot of people buzzing about this. Media coverage wall to wall. A lot of people talking about the Expo. So I think in some ways, it's a hit. It's probably a bigger hit culturally than it will be in terms of actually changing the mobility patterns of people in Los Angeles because, you know, it's one line going on one route, and it's not designed to change things that much. It's certainly not designed to make traffic better. That's not really what it's all about. But it's an alternative for people to get between downtown Santa Monica, and I bet they're going to take advantage of it. This morning's commute was a little rough because there was a shutdown downtown. A car actually went through a fence and onto the tracks near Western Avenue, shut down the commute for a little while.
For a little while in that part of the line. I guess we have to ask this question because I gave the ridership numbers for at least the Culver City to downtown, but how much did this thing cost from Culver City to Santa Monica, and who's paying for it?
Well, I think it's about $1 billion, but a lot of it came from Measure R. This was the county sales tax hike that everyone in the county voted in several years ago. It's been the funding mechanism behind a number of the lines, the Gold Line, this line that's going across downtown Los Angeles soon underground, the Expo Line, and others. A lot of the transportation improvements. There'll be another one on the ballot probably in November asking people to go again, and that's one reason you see a lot of this political push behind the opening of the Expo Line this weekend and the Gold Line last weekend is trying to get people feeling good about this and voting again for another sales tax hike later this year.
I hear so many people trying to compare LA's, and they use words like measly or lackluster transit system compared to New York and Chicago, even San Francisco. But doesn't the vast space around Los Angeles make mass transit very difficult?
Certainly it matters. And people, you know, there's 4 million people living in the city, 10 million in the county, and they all have, they're already ingrained in their patterns. So you're having to try to change those who are going to change at all. I did see a stat over the weekend I thought was pretty interesting, that there's now more miles of track running in Los Angeles than in Chicago, which feels like a more mature transit city. So things are definitely changing. There's a lot more underway, under construction, the Crenshaw Line, this line through downtown Los Angeles I was talking about. There's a lot more rail on the way. Now the thing to see is, will the numbers start going up instead of going down as they have been the last couple of years?
I know some of the rides between Santa Monica and downtown L.A. were 50, 55 minutes.
Yeah.
They may have streamlined it a little bit since then, since the beginning on Friday. Do we know why it's taking so long? Because you could get in your car, assuming the 10 freeway is not jammed, and get downtown in 20 minutes.
Well, there's two things. Most of the line is at grade, so it does have to stop at stoplights. Rail lines are not generally faster than traffic outside of congestion rush hours. That's not really to be expected. There's those kind of things. And if you're a rider, the other thing to wait for is there's 12 minutes between trains starting as of today. It was a little more over the weekend. And that's because there's a shortage of train cars. Metro didn't buy enough cars ahead of time. Now there's a shortage. They can only do 5 an hour in each direction on the Expo Line. That's going to be a factor, too, for some riders.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin,